Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. This is Open Line. Joining me in studio now are Deborah Woodall and Matt Jordan. This is the part of the show we usually call Zach and Matt talk about this and that. Joined by Deb this morning. How are you guys doing today?
I'm good, Zach. Deb, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Matt. Zach, and how are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, middle of October. Feeling the Halloween spirit.
Yeah. You know, Matt and I are sitting here. He's got his big old monster. I've got my large tea with milk. And what do you got?
Lukewarm coffee.
Oh, you poor, poor thing.
Yum.
That's how I like to drink it most of the time. Maybe a little more warm than lukewarm.
I tell you what, you know, with this kind of congestion thing going on, oh, this tea is so good.
Oh, I bet.
It is a hot spice cinnamon tea. They sell it over there at, you know, that coffee place we have in town over there, kind of by the Sleep Inn.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, okay, it's Utopia.
Right.
Okay, I was going to say that. I heard that place is like a paradise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, right now I am addicted to these hot spice cinnamon teas. They are, whoa, so good.
All right, so we are entering into the middle of October, you know,
what
Halloween season.
Pumpkin spice season.
That's right.
The greatest time of the year.
So I was thinking I might ask, what are some horror movie recommendations from my compatriots?
Zero. Don't watch horror movies
at all.
Don't do it.
That's because he is raised Baptist.
No, it's because I'm scared.
What about just Halloween themed movies?
Oh, maybe. That's easy, man. Any of the Halloween Town movies or Hocus Pocus or what's the Tim Burton one?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Now, when I was a kid, that movie scared me. Yeah. I think it was just because it was kind of weird.
Yeah,
but like, I like it as an adult. It is Tim Burton. It's a very Tim Burton movie.
Well, I would recommend, if I were going to make a recommendation, anything Elm Street related. Freddy Krueger. Oh my gosh, he's a scary fella.
He's scary, and he's got a lot of one-liners. And I think he had a cartoon in the '80s, something like that.
Yeah, like I forgot about that.
A
silly, you know, the one thing
the
I did not like was the most recent Freddy Krueger movie that was released.
I heard that wasn't any good.
Well, they portrayed Freddy. You know, all my life watching him in the '80s, he was just this mean guy who killed people. And then in that movie, they kind of portrayed him as a pedophile. And
well, that was supposedly like the story that was there originally, but that was sort of like a behind the scenes, maybe you didn't know about it kind of thing.
Yeah, and when I found out about it, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it because he wasn't like a wisecracking funny guy, and that was always the appeal of Freddy for me. Was he made the slasher genre more fun and less like brooding and serious. It was
right.
It was kind of a joy to watch the killer.
Yeah.
And you know, that sounds almost counterintuitive. You're not supposed to be rooting for the bad guy.
Yeah.
But he was just fun to watch.
Right.
And the new movie didn't exactly have that. He just walked around being all scary and stabbing people, you know.
Yeah, slashing people.
Slashing people up, exactly.
But I also like Halloween and Friday the 13th, although I really can't tell the difference between the two when I watch them.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Silent
stalkers that walk faster
Michael
than you can run.
One's Michael, one's Jason.
Right. Well, the first one was Jason's mom.
Yeah. And then they're one's at the summer camp and, you know.
The other one's in suburban America, right? Except for the third Halloween, which was its own weird. See, originally when John Carpenter was making the movies, he wanted to make the movies just sort of Halloween themed. Like each Halloween movie would be like a different, like, horror movie based on Halloween, like with Halloween theming and stuff. So the first two were about Michael Myers because he wanted to complete the Michael Myers story. And then the third one, which is called Season of the Witch, is about like these weird like Halloween masks kids would put on, and like when they would watch a commercial, it would like melt their heads and turn them into bugs and stuff. And it's kind of a spooky movie in its own right, but it's not a slasher film really.
Right.
But yeah,
there's one coming out tomorrow that looks really interesting, but I'm not gonna watch it because it's got masks in it. Or a mask in it. I don't do masks.
Oh, really?
I'm out on those.
That's a spooky thing for
you.
Yeah.
What about dolls? Yeah. What about Chucky?
No.
Child's Play?
No dolls.
What
no
about
Annabelle
leprechauns?
Oh, that's weird, too. I'm not a big fan of... Yeah. But it's called Happy Death Day.
I've seen
Groundhog's Day version of...
Halloween.
For Halloween.
Yeah, like
it's
a horror
birthday.
Movie.
Her birthday's Friday the 13th. And she wakes up, goes throughout her day, and she gets killed. And when she gets killed, she wakes up and starts over again.
So is it? It's then opening on Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sneaky how they do that.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh, yeah. So
I kind of like it when they did the Omen on in 2006. 666. Yes. Yeah, that's kind of yes. gimmicky, but kind of funny.
You know, the Omen. Yeah, Damien. Those were
the
scary
old
movies.
Omen movies are really spooky. Like, yeah
you know,
I didn't like them.
I made it like 22 years of my existence without watching a scary movie.
A single scary movie?
And then I dated my now ex-girlfriend, and she loved them, and I saw more in the year that we were together than...
It was Fright Overload.
Yes, it
in
was
your
a
whole
lot.
Life.
We watched something called Oculus, which was the dumbest scary movie
you think
I've
so?
Ever
you know, that
seen
was made
in
by
my...
WWE.
Was it really?
It was made by their production company.
That makes sense, because I think pretty sure there's a WWE actor in that. And
I think there is, too.
That movie was weird. About an evil mirror.
It is kind of about... Mm. Like, I don't want to say too much because there's, like, some twists in the plot.
Yeah.
But I actually liked that movie. I'd recommend it if you like sort of psychological thrillers.
Yeah. And then we watched, The Last Exorcist.
No clue.
That's what it was called, The Last Exorcist. And then there was It. She made me watch the original It.
Oh, the original. That movie's really long and has Tim Curry doing some bizarre stuff that I don't think is all that scary. But
yes, you're right. But still, it's a scary movie. I don't like clowns. So
I still like the original Carrie.
Carrie is kind of interesting too because almost like
Sissy Spacek, John Travolta.
Oh yeah, but like it's like a big allegory for like becoming a teenager and like getting your first period and stuff. Like that's like she gets drenched in blood and then she gets like all emotional and it's interesting writing, but like I never thought Carrie was all that scary. Other than that, just you know, like your emotions taking control of you is kind of
never really. Yeah,
kind of scary.
Now I like spoof scary movies.
Oh, really? Like scary movie?
Yeah, like all the scary movies. Or have you ever seen Tucker and Dale versus Evil?
Versus the Forces of Evil? Yeah,
yes,
that movie's hilarious.
That movie's great. Stan Helsing.
I have not seen that one.
That one's funny. That's got the guy that played Van in Reba, the TV show Reba.
Oh yeah,
he's like the main character in that one.
Then I got a recommendation for you if you haven't seen it already. But Young Frankenstein with Gene Wilder.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Absolute classic.
Really?
Yeah.
Tremendously hilarious movie. Great movie.
Tucker and Dale, man. I was dying
That's
during that movie.
Good,
that movie's great.
It's got a lot of kind of like redneck humor in it.
Oh,
but
it's fantastic. Me
ridiculous, you know, death scenes.
Me and my buddy quote it all the time.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It's on my October list every year. In fact, we watched it our first week of Halloween movies over at my house.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a good one. And yeah, Young Frankenstein is
okay.
Comes in that sort of similar vein.
Yeah, yeah.
It's real funny. If I could offer one horror movie for you, Matt Jordan,
okay.
That isn't, I think... like too scary and the like things are gonna pop up and
I'm not a jump scare guy.
Yeah, no, it's not a movie like that, but it's really tense. I recommend Wicker Man.
Okay.
not the new one with Nicolas Cage,
the
bees, but the old one from the 1970s with Christopher Lee. For a long time Christopher Lee actually said it was his best performance. He's replaced it with some movie I don't remember now, but it's a tremendous movie.
Okay.
A lot of atmosphere, a lot of tension. And only one overtly like scary scene.
Okay.
And really good. It comes highly recommended. Great acting, great story.
Okay.
Yeah, the scariest movie I think I ever saw, thinking about this in terms of just tension.
Yeah.
Deliverance.
Well, and that's interesting because there's so many scenes in it.
Because here's the deal. From the time that movie opens with the opening theme music, you start feeling something. Not comfort.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean, you're just like on edge. And
uncomfortable.
I'll be honest with you. When I watched it the first time, I mean, it was an old movie. I'd just never seen it.
Right.
And I was, you know, 22 maybe. And... I had no idea what the movie was about.
Oh, really? You went in blind?
I had no idea what, you know, I knew nothing about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, that music started, and I was like, oh, what are we watching, guys?
Do, 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 right?
And
it's dueling banjos, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the other people, we were, you know, watching it on, well, in those days it was VHS.
Right.
Right. because it was still dark. It was still dark outside at that time in the world, boys. And
hey, I watched lots of VHS.
Anyway, the one of the people watching the movie with us was like, we were at their house, and she was like, yeah, I'm going to go take a bath. She was in the tub for 2 hours, did not come out until the movie
was she
over.
Was not having it.
No, she was not having it.
Yeah, that Tucker and Dale is kind of spoofs. That's one of the movies.
It kind of makes fun of Deliverance.
Deliverance. Yeah. It spoofs a few, but that's yeah.
I mean, slasher films and Deliverance is really where it comes from. Like this idea that... You know, well, and the thing that's kind of scary about Deliverance is that, you know, I mean, it probably isn't a very realistic portrayal of actual people, but like, there's nothing in that movie that happens that's supernatural. Like, that's all just stuff that could happen. You know,
that's the thing.
Happen.
That's the thing.
And
that
in the back of your mind, you're saying this could really happen.
Exactly, and that makes it kind
of
more.
That's the thing that freaks me out about a lot of the slasher films is they're not all necessarily. There's not all necessarily supernatural aspects of it. Like,
right.
I can get past, like, a movie like Oculus or, you know, It even.
Or, like, it's clearly something
there's
magic
something
happening,
you know, like, I can get...
Real.
My mind can get... But those movies like Saw, where if someone was really demented enough...
Like, they could
put
you in a situation like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. That's those are the ones where I'm like, uh-uh, no, I refuse to watch, like... Any of those, I will not watch those because I can't.
Hostile.
I can't wrap my mind around.
Hostile. I can't watch Hostile.
But yeah,
you know,
I stay away from the genre altogether. But
I don't like movies where the horror comes from torture. I guess because I it's not even that I'm squeamish. It's just that like that's not super scary to me. It's like that's a thing you're just doing to like squelch the viewer. You're like just doing weird, gross stuff to people. Like, and that's not as scary to me as, like, building anticipation. Like, you don't have to have any story to do that. You could just film something happening like it was a snuff film or something, and it would have the same effect as, like, you know, movies like Hostel or The Human Centipede or any of those weird, gross movies out there.
Yeah, The Human Centipede's really gross.
It's really gross.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that one.
I haven't seen it.
In fact, I don't even think that movie should be discussed in proper company.
Yeah, no, it should probably, not. Probably like, I'm not right. going to discuss
yeah,
it, but
that one's
I'm just saying it's a gross.
But yeah, those are
gross films. And it's like you guys know I was in Iraq, and in Iraq a lot of the soldiers will trade movies and be like, "Oh man, you got to watch this one. You can't believe what happened here." So I've seen some things weirder and grosser by far than The Human Centipede that I will not say in, you know, polite company, but I've seen some much weirder films than The Human Centipede.
Yeah, I draw a line at certain at certain genres.
Like real life wasn't scary enough in Iraq.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's why like
they watch them.
Yeah.
You got to make your life just a little bit worse.
Release.
at least it's not this, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Good call. Good call. But scary movies not for me. I probably won't watch another one unless I meet some girl down the road and
that also likes horror movies.
Likes
has like a Jason tattoo on her arm or something.
Whoa, well, I draw lines somewhere.
She has a Jason tattoo. He's out.
I'm out of there. Sorry.
If she's perfect in every other way, but she likes
has
horror
a big
movies
old
Freddy
Krueger.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger.
The slasher knife fingers on her back, across her back. They're up
I'm
over
out.
Her
it's
left.
A high,
it's
shoulder
a high quality leg. Tattoo, though.
No,
like,
no.
Like she
you can see
clearly.
The colors in the sweater.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm out.
No,
I'm out.
You're out.
I'm out.
What if, you know what the best option for that would be, though, is like if you had no clue that she was into horror, like, and then like one day she's wearing, you know, like a low cut shirt or something, and you just see, like, what
just
is that
see,
on your back?
Just see a little bit of it.
Freddy, like, popping his hand up. Like,
he's
sweetie.
Tearing out of her body.
Yeah.
Or you meet her during the winter. You
right,
know?
Right. She's
and,
always wearing,
then,
like, sweaters
yeah,
and coats
and she
stuff.
Doesn't. And so then, you know, spring hits. It's the first warm day, and she wears, like, a
tank top
or something.
Or something, exactly. And
yeah. She's got Freddy on one Freddy arm, Jason on the other, a portrait of It on her back.
Oh, right.
You know, just
Tim Curry's freaky clown face.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd be done. I'm out of line. It's been a fun 5 months. I'll see you later.
You know, another one that's out right now is Mother, which is it's not really
Is that have J-Law in it, Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes, okay. Jennifer Lawrence. And she did a bang up job, very good performance. And there is some really, really interesting themes going on in that movie. And it's like a semi horror film, but
okay.
I think it's more of a it's kind of spooky. There's kind of unease the whole movie. So I'd recommend it again if you don't like spooky like stuff jumping out at you and saying ooga booga. But
so are you okay with suspense but not slasher?
It depends. Okay, because Brooke could never figure out exactly why I didn't like them because I love The Walking Dead.
Right.
And it's gory and there's jump scares.
Sometimes,
and,
yeah.
And but I like that TV show. But I just horror movies because there's a big underlining plot in The Walking Dead, you know, for all those seasons. For a lot of horror movies, there's no plot.
Or if there is, it's very minimal,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And that's I don't want to watch a movie to be scared or to be freaked out.
Like,
or
you don't mind like horror themes in a yeah. production. It's that you don't want to walk in with the intention of just being scared.
Yeah, no, like I can be scared, you know, walking in the dark in the, you know, in the bad part of town. Like if I wanted to be scared, I don't want to sit down and try to or pay for it at a theater.
You sort of like have my opinion on spicy food because like I don't mind a meal I order having a little spice to it, but I'm not just going to go out of my way to order the spiciest thing on the menu.
Yeah, no,
for the sake of spice.
I want to enjoy something, you know.
Right.
So that's it's always been my deal, I guess, with horror. I don't want to be scared just for the sake of being scared.
I think I relate to that, man.
Okay.
I think I understand you. We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Yeah, I have a 21-foot aluminum ramp, and it's in great condition. I'd like to give it away today at 620-333-8082. Thank you.
620-333-8082. I'll assume that's correct then.
Yep.
Well, this is Open Line. Remember, this is a time we like to take out of the day. We call it Zach and Matt talk about this.
Nat
now joined
by.
Well, I mean, I could talk about horror films all day if you couldn't tell from me
going
on a spiel about Halloween and Wicker Man.
Movies all together, you just the way you understand the behind the scenes part of it.
Well, it's kind of what I went to college for in a lot of respects, but at least partially.
But I appreciate you understanding my feelings.
Your resistance to horror films.
Yeah, you're more understanding than my ex-girlfriend was.
Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Hello. I hate scary movies, and Final Destination sucks.
Oh man.
Yeah, well, they don't even have a plot. It's just like people dying for no reason.
It's horrible. Okay, I have a Razor scooter. It needs a battery. 30-year best offer.
Or best offer. Got it.
It's real pretty. A dark turquoise ring, size 13 for $60.
$60. Got
That's a big ring.
Yeah, it's a big ring. A Marlboro tent for $40 fits two people.
Tent for $60?
No, $40.
Oh, $40, I'm sorry.
The Marlboro tent, yep.
Two people.
The Hillary tent that fits four people for $50.
I thought that thing slept five.
Four or five, heck, I don't know.
I don't know.
I wrote it down the other day, but I couldn't find my list.
Yeah.
So maybe you knew better than I did. I don't know.
Well,
I just remember it.
There was room for Hillary and Bill and, well, never mind.
Exactly. Everybody.
It's a Hillary
and
tent.
And the cabin tent, there's room for everybody. There's a lot of room in there. For 65, I went down to 65.
65, got it.
Okay, I forgot. Okay, a four-wheeler for $300 or best offer. It does need some work. It needs a battery and a few other things. So, like I said, I'm willing to make offers.
All right, and where can we reach you?
620-988-2603.
All right, I'll get that listed for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. This is Open Line. This is our local buy, sell, and trade show. If you've been listening, you've probably been listening to us talk about horror movies today in this particular
segment.
Segment, yeah.
Yeah, no, Final Destination.
You know, he doesn't like horror movies, but he drinks monster drinks.
I know. Monster's right there on the name.
I know.
And, you know, that's...
That's scary. It looks very scary to me.
Fun fact, you actually know what the symbol for monster is?
Yeah, I do.
It's, 666
yep.
and... Yeah.
Yep,
we are going to call it
before.
Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Hey, scary movie all the time was The Entity.
What one?
The Entity. Have you ever heard of it?
The Entity?
Yes.
I have not, but I will look it up as soon as I can, because I love horror movies, actually.
Well, it's about a lady that there's a demon comes into her house. It's based on true facts, and he molests her.
Oh, no.
And all, it's very scary. And there was another one back in the 70s called The Town That Dreaded Sundown, not Pure Town, Arkansas.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Of Dreaded Sundown.
Have you ever heard of it?
I've Deb heard has. Of that one, yeah. The Entity looks like came out just last year in 2016.
No, The Entity came back out in the 80s.
1982.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's got Barbara Hershey in it, who's been in several scary movies, I believe, horror films.
And it was supposedly based on true facts about a demon that was coming out. It would make you really do a lot of thinking.
I'll give it a look. I like horror movies, so I'll look
that one
up.
Okay, you have a good day,
you
man.
You too, and thanks for giving us a call.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, we're getting one Ron, more. Ron Silver's in there, too.
Oh, okay. We're getting a call. We're going to take one more call, and then I think we're going to call this segment good. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I have a fifth-wheel trailer flatbed for $800 and a Murray lawnmower mulcher for 5-horse for $40. And the number is 918-338-0046.
918-338-0046.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll get that listed for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're going to go over to the ONN Beef Roundup, as well as catch the ONN Ag Network News. We'll be back with more Open Line in just a little bit.